Hey, what's up, everybody? So I'm back here on CastBox. You know what? A lot of times I need to start pre-staging and creating the show tiles and everything before I even jump in the truck, because a lot of times I'm trying to jump in and create the show title and the, adjust the photo on the go. And I've noticed that here, using the voice recognition to actually say the title, because initially the title was "I'm not a financial expert, but I'm learning." That kept getting chopped off, so I just chopped it down to "I'm not a financial expert." So let me kick this off just real quick, and people probably file in, and I'll try to upload the episode by the end of this, but sometimes it malfunctions, it doesn't get uploaded. But well, anyway, so I've been kind of bragging about Anchor and all this stuff, but I thought there's a couple of more things that I need to do over on Anchor in order to monetize. I think you got to set up some other account or whatever. I'm still very, very vague on what I need to do to actually get paid to make a podcast. Now, you know that a lot of times when people are making podcasts, in order for them to maintain their podcast, they are, you know, there's a server or whatever, and usually people have to pay to have their stuff on the server. And there's a whole bunch of other, I don't know, I've heard about legal things, you know, because I listen to a lot of music podcasts, and I don't know, like sometimes I don't know if those podcasters ever get fined or have any kind of legal action to them when they're paying music and stuff, but I listen to a whole lot of music podcasts. So there's a lot of ins and outs that I need to find out about podcasting. And you know, a lot of times, even like, I think a lot of times people should state at the very beginning of their podcast that they're not an expert. So, you know, this is just a matter of opinion. So, you know, I'm not an expert. But anyway, I got earlier today, I've been having some issues with my shower. And basically, a lot of times when, you know, I jump in my shower and it's, well, it's not, well, I've noticed it both ways. But sometimes when I clean my shower, I'm noticing like little particles of whatever coming out from behind the wall. Well, I got someone in today and they said, well, it could be mold behind your wall that's leaking out of your shower. And you know, I said, well, you know, can we give an estimate? And he, you know, and it was kind of aggravating because I don't know. He was kind of trying to be kind of pushy, but in a nice way. But I was just like, well, how much is it going to cost? Well, let me show you. He was like, well, let me show you what options, you know, of designs we have. And then finally he got to the point of, you know, showing how much it was actually going to cost. And for the shower, it's going to cost me about $12,000 in order for me to get the new shower in that he was showing me. And I'm not, you know, I understand, you know, I'm not, and also if I had $12,000, I'd probably do it, but I'm not doing it right now. But here's what I'm getting at is that a lot of times when you're in your home, you're going to get approached by people to say, hey, you know, we'll do the windows, we'll do this, we'll do the kitchen, we'll upgrade this. But you got to think about, are you at a point in your life where later on you could sell that home? Is that home, do you want to be in that home forever? Me, frankly, the house that I'm in right now, I don't want to be in forever. I want to continue to be able to make money, move away, go other places, have vacations and stuff. A lot of times when people are living in homes, they really fortify their homes with all their faith. You know, they build their own castle, so to speak. But when you build your own castle, you are stuck in your own castle, depending on your finances. So if I was to go out there and spend $12,000 on the shower upgrade, it's just adding more onto the bills that I already have. And I'm at the point now where I talked to someone else and I was like, the money that I'm going to take, God dang it. Oh crap, the podcast cut off on me. But the money that I'm going to take and put into the whole shower upgrade could be spent on investing to make more money, where I do have that extra $12,000 to put towards that. And when I say invest, I don't even know like what I'd invest in. I'm not an expert. But what I'm saying though is, a lot of us when we're in our house, you know, we get approached by, you know, the water purifiers, the all this different stuff, and it just adds on to how long you're going to be stuck in paying for stuff inside your house. You know, the big couch, the big screen TV, all this different stuff, when other people are out actually living life. you know, you're sitting, you know, for me, for someone that's sitting, you know, watching a reality show, you know, some people is living the reality. So why, you know, and I know everybody has their own hobbies and their own dreams and aspirations and stuff, but I'm just at the point where I'm just like, I want to be able to go. I want to be able to do other things. I want to be able to have money. So the shower thing, even though, like I said, it does need to be done, I'm actually holding off on it because, like I said, I don't have those funds. Now, when you start talking about, you know, building up funds, you know, even, you know, listen to Dave Ramsey or some of these other people, they talk about emergency funds, okay? How can you build up any kind of emergency reserve when you're constantly always spending, you know, $12,000 or $1,000 or whatever every month or $100? It depletes your reserves. It depletes the power that you have to make decisions. So I made a very important decision today by saying, no, I cannot do that right now. In 6 months, will I be able to do it? No, not in 6 months. I've actually, you know, actually estimated, okay, as far as even when I'm looking at debt payoff, okay? Now, initially, when I looked at my debt payoff, it was estimated out to at least, you know, until 2022 to pay off my debt, okay? Now, things have changed because I do make a lot more money, and I have the potential to make a lot more money. But when you have the potential, when you do make a lot more money and you have the potential to make a lot more money, what you need to focus on is that do not increase your spending. Do not increase your kind of liabilities out there, stuff that you have to pay for. When you start making that extra money, don't feel like you need to go out and tackle, you know, something else. It's like, oh, well, I got the extra money now, might as well go get a new car. And then you're stuck with a freaking car payment. Right now, I have no car payment. I just have the maintenance that I have to take care of on my vehicle. Now, something happens, I have to come out of pocket and do that. But I just always feel like, I don't know, me personally, I just always feel like when people, you know, do, you know, like I said, they do start making more money or start doing whatever, they get approached by people that are really trying to get your money, even older people, okay? Older people that have worked their whole lives and they're supposed to be in retirement. And then they get approached by a bunch of people that are vultures that are able to capitalize off of their money by just calling and making a call and getting some credit card information or getting you involved in some kind of scam. You got to be really careful. And these decisions, a lot of these decisions, I'm older now. I wish I would have made a lot more, a lot of better decisions while I was younger. But I don't care. You know, if you're out there, you're young, you know, you're in your 20s, you're, you know, whatever level you're at, however old you are. If you're spending money frivolously and on, you know, whatever, okay, if you learn your lesson, you learn your lesson. Because, see, if you do later become a person that has, you know, millions of dollars or whatever, you're not going to be, you know, you've already been there. You've done that. You're not going to be enticed to do the stupid stuff. You're going to be like, okay, you know, I've lived that lifestyle. So I really don't look down on people that have made bad decisions because sometimes, and sometimes if they share those bad decisions with other people, you know, if you listen, you know, you're able to avoid that, you know, you're able to avoid that pitfall. I mean, even, you know, I look at, like, I was watching Ari the Rugged Man's new video and just different stuff. But you catch bits and pieces and you're like, you know, these people have been in the game for a long time and they've made mistakes, but they've learned from their mistakes. And it's good that you don't have to yourself, if you're able to read a book or watch a video or do whatever. You know, that saves you the hassle. Right now I'm on a dirt road, so you guys probably hear the road noise and stuff, but you're constantly, I don't know, I'm constantly now, like I said, bombarded with like financial decisions to make, you know, instant gratification versus, you know, where I'm going to be at in the next couple of years or months. And I don't know. I think, and even like, I don't know, I feel like this too. It's like, The lifestyle that I lead right now, okay, I've bought a lot of stuff. I've bought a camera, I've bought speakers, I've bought all this, you know, this cool stuff to play around with. But the point I'm at in my life right now is that I'm not able to utilize those tools. I'm not, you know, I look back, if you're a person that takes a lot of photos, and I'm going to try to slow down because I'm talking kind of fast, but if you're a person that takes a lot of photos and it uploads to the Google Drive or whatever, well, especially for me, Google, and I look back at my life, at the photos, and I can see in those photos when I had time for things. I can see the places that I've been and all this different stuff. But dang, I'm about to fly off the road. But if I don't have the time, I don't have the time to do those things. Gosh, this road is bad today. I'm about to swerve off the road. I need to adjust my thing real quick because I cannot hold the phone. Oh, shoot. Gotta stop for a minute. Because it's just too much. Gotta have both hands on the wheel today, folks. Ugh, this dang seatbelt. What's going on? Get this phone locked in. All right, I think my phone's locked in. Get my seatbelt put back on because I'm about to fly off the road using one hand trying to drive. And I don't need to die today. But yeah, but you know, the big scheme of things though is you gotta make money and you gotta have the time to do what you wanna do with that money and use it the best way you can. Your time and your experience and your money and all that stuff is very important. So but now, you know, I'm a mad dash to work. Yesterday I ended up watching the movie Crawl. And you know what, and also too, see, my tone is entirely different when I'm heading to work. I'm more stressed. I'm more talking all fast, more trying to cram everything in. When I'm off, it's different. Well, anyway, so I watched the movie Crawl, and the movie, I expected the movie to be a whole lot better, but it was another one of those alligator movies. There are so many alligator movies out, you know, and they all have, you know, kind of the same kind of, theme. You know, the alligators try to attack people. Some people get killed by the alligator. Some people escape the alligator. Somebody kills the alligator. You know, it's always the same. But I watched the movie, and it just made me think. I mean, it made me think about the possibility is just like that probably has happened to some people. Not as far as a whole swarm of alligators attacking them, but I'm saying though, when you have these areas like Florida, you got to think about when there is flooding. There probably are some wild animals and different creatures that get into your house when your house is flooded. So, fortunately, I don't live in an area like that. I mean, anybody's house can get flooded. I mean, your house can get flooded by the Pikes bursting or something like that. But, you know, as far as being underwater up to your roof, I don't know. But, I don't know. I'm just, with houses and all this different stuff, it's just like, I just look at my life right now and I say, and looking at my house, even though I love my house, I look at my house and say, do I want to be here forever? You know, when I get older, do I want to be walking up two flights of stairs? No, I want a one-level house. Do I want to be doing lawn when I get older? No. Do I want to have, I mean, even the point of, like, pets, it's just like there's the lifestyle that I lead now is not a lifestyle that's conducive to having pets. You know, pets that, you know, are, you know, because your dog or whoever is happy when you come home. Me, I'm constantly trying to pay to keep the roof over the dog's head, you know? So I just don't live that lifestyle right now where, you know, I can afford to have pets and all that stuff. And I really, you know, and then even in the future, it's just like a lot of people say they have to pay so much money to have a dog sitter or someone come over. And it you know, that actually... there's actually, you know, people have the job, you know, some people have part-time jobs and they make pretty decent money of watching people's animals and stuff. But I just want to be able to financially be able to go, you know, to go see other things, to go sit and relax in other places besides my house. So the TV I have, you know, if my TV breaks down, sure, I'll get another TV, but am I going to go out and buy, you know, a $9,000 TV? No. Am I going to go out there and buy all this expensive furniture? No, because I'm not there to utilize it. You know, mainly my schedule is now, it's just like I'm trying to sort so many different things out. I come in and catch, you know, a couple hours of sleep, and then I'm back on, you know, I'm back on my grind again. So I have a lot of stuff to do. And then also too, is like, I know even if I was dating, okay, if I was dating or even if I was married right now, me dating or being married right now would be a very, very bad situation. The reason why I say that is because when I come home, it's just so late. And if you know, and you know, if you're dating someone, you know, people like to spend. I mean, to me, I don't know how you are, but people like to spend time with the person they're dating. So it's just like you get to know each other, whatever, or share experiences. But you don't want to be in that lifestyle where you're coming home from work tired, you have no energy to share with, you know, your loved ones or your family or whatever, you're disgruntled at the place you are in your life. And one thing, you know, just even yesterday, adversity. I face constant adversity everywhere. You know, not to just be a negative person, but I face adversity daily in some shape or form, okay? So other day, you know, I went in to fill out some paperwork, you know, trying to get some stuff done. And immediately after that, I get, you know, and I'm all upbeat. And then I immediately after I get called in a meeting. Hey, did you know you did this, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, God dang it. But that's in everybody's life. But what I'm saying, though, is a lot of times when you don't have the finances, the money, the time, and all this stuff to do that, you take all that adversity out on the people that love you. You take the adversity out on the people that are closest to you because they're there, they're accessible. You know, when you leave work, you know, your boss or whoever you're angry with or your coworker, they're not there, but your family is there. So I think it's very important in life to get to a point where life is as balanced as you can, you know, and make some important decisions that definitely make it where you're not as stressed. You can say no to things. You can make decisions on, hey, I'm going to work here or I'm going to work there. You have to be able to do that, or your life is just really, really a stressful and horrible place. But I don't know if anybody's listening because this stupid thing is telling me that there's a network error. I should try to come back in.